He is a very funny human being.
No, let me amend that. I am a very funny-looking human being.
Well, that's true as well. Mel Brooks says that if you look like Robert Redford, it's tough to get laughs. However, if you have
tiny little beady eyes very close to the bridge of your nose, a bulbous nose, a broken face,
you've got a better chance. If you can also write, act, direct, and produce, then you're playing in Mel Brooks' league. Besides comedies, his Brooks Films has produced dramatic pictures like Francis and The Elephant Man. Reporter Steve Proffitt visited Brooks and his writing partner, Ronnie Graham, at 20th Century Fox Studios to ask a question that all America wants answered.
What does a Hollywood producer really do?
There are producers and there are producers. There are chimney sweeps and there are chimney sweeps. Some chimney sweeps, you will pay money to sweep your chimney and they will not clean your flue. There are Hollywood producers that never clean your flue.
To Mel Brooks, cleaning your flue means taking care of business, checking countless details, following the scripting, casting, and the shooting of a film, the editing and re-editing, the promotion and the distribution.
I am a working producer because I moved up through the ranks. I was a working drummer. I started as a drummer. The comic got sick. I was a working comedian. I didn't like the material, so I wrote my own material and became a working writer.
Brooks wrote for Sid Caesar on your Show of Shows. He developed the Don Adams spy series, Get Smart, and won an Oscar for his first screenplay, The Producers. He has directed an ensemble of comic talent that includes Gene Wilder, Madeline Kahn, and Marty Feldman.
Later, I realized that there is a thing called presentation or marketing. And I said, I'd better produce my films or else I will have no say in the look of the picture. So that is the etiology of Mel Brooks vis-a-vis producing. However, there is a shortcut. You walk in and you say, my father owns this studio and I am the producer. And what have you got to say about it, mister?
One of the toughest parts about making a comedy is figuring out if what you have done is funny. Brooks says that he tests his material out on a lot of people, beginning with the script.
We let a lot of people read it, and they comment on it, where it's funny, where it isn't. Two, while we're filming, if something is really funny, the crew laughs, the crew tells you. Three, a rough cut, a very rough cut of the film. And another thing you have to do, you can't just go by the laughs. You've got to go by fidget, not gidget, I said fidget. You go to the first row, you turn around, you let the silver light from the screen bathe the audience, and you see if there's R-A-P-T, rapt attention, and a smile on their faces, that's good. If they are eating a lot of popcorn, pretzels, bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches that they brought from home.
Yes, that's.
If they're quietly reading magazines by the light of the silver screen, then we know that this section has failed.
Dziękuję. Wiesz co? Mam cię w dupie.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of clarity and sanity, the rest of this movie will not be in Polish.
You get two bouquets of roses, and I get to watch.
Well,
I
have to. Brooks' latest film is a remake of the 1942 Ernst Lubitsch comedy, To Be or Not to Be. Some critics have panned it, claiming it's simply a rehash of the original. Brooks' version does remain faithful to the plot. An acting troupe caught up in a wild scheme to save the Polish underground from Hitler's Gestapo. And it includes that famous line from the original, in which a Nazi colonel remarks about Brooks' acting performance, what he does to Hamlet, we are doing to Poland. But Tom Meehan, who rewrote the script with Ronnie Graham, says 95% of the dialogue in the film is new.
It is a new picture, really. But a lot of the critics, we felt, were remembering the old picture from years ago, perhaps hadn't seen it in a long, long time, and sort of thought that because the line that you mentioned was in it, that it was all the old dialogue, whereas that line and So They Call Me Concentration Camp Earhart, which was kind of a trademark of the old picture, we felt these lines were wonderful and there was no reason to throw out the baby with the bathwater.
At any rate, remaking To Be or Not to Be gave Mel Brooks a chance to engage in what seems to be a lifelong fascination, making fun of Nazis.
It's like a piece of lint that I can't get out of my coat. I mean, these Nazis keep sticking to me.
In History of the World Part 1, Brooks featured Hitler on ice. In Young Frankenstein, he used spike-helmeted, goose-stepping Germans to back up Lili von Stupp in a song and dance routine. And for his first film, The Producers, he wrote a tune called Springtime for Hitler.
And now it's springtime for Hitler and Germany.
What Hitler and the Nazis did was simply wrong. To politicize that and with a whole bunch, a ton of vocal rhetoric is not going to be effective. But to make people laugh at it is very effective. And our current movie, we do a little thing called Naughty Nazis. I don't know if... I don't want... Hitler says, I don't want trouble. I don't want war. All I want is peace.
Peace. Peace.
Little. A little piece of France, a little piece of Portugal, and Austria perchance.
And we have wonderful lyrics in there, don't we, Ronnie? A little slice of turkey was nice. A little spot of grease was nice. Yeah.
Mel Brooks is not a man to hide his light under a babushka. He opens To Be or Not to Be dressed in tails with his wife Anne Bancroft in Silver Lame. Together they sing not a Franz Lehár song, but Sweet Georgia Brown. In Polish.
Jak się topisz, to się topisz, Sweet Georgie Brown.
Brooks and Bancroft had the words to the song drilled into them by a Polish vocal coach. The translation was done by acting teacher Tad Danielewski.
He couldn't do it accurately and still get rhyming patterns. So it goes like this. Jak się topisz, to się topisz, Sweet Georgie Brown. If you drown, go all the way down, drown all the way. For Sweet Georgie Brown. I mean, it's amazing, but he found Dajca, Wusa, Polish, Kwusa, Kwusa. Now, can you imagine having to learn a word like K-F-W-O-O-S-A, and that's only the phonetic rendition. If you ever saw it in Polish, you would faint.
Sweetie, pretty Georgie Brown.
Mel Brooks, singing with his wife, Anne Bancroft, in To Be or Not to Be. In Los Angeles, for National Public Radio, I'm Steve Crawford.
This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards.